כיסאתי למלכו מעל אויבךו. וחפץ חיים is מפרש, this פסוק is going on the מלחמת היצר. כיסאתי למלכו מעל אויבךו, you have to go make a מלחמה כנגד היצר הרע. And then, וניסונו ישם על הכיפה, יחד בעזר השם, is יד הנשפי, the Eibishter is going to let you be מנצח במלחמה. And then, בשביסו שיביו, what's the שבי? We know that if a person does תשובה מאבו, Tshuva me'ava is the doinus nas and schuyas. Tshuva me'ira is the doinus nas and shkogas. But tshuva me'ava is the doinus nas and schuyas. So you even have shevi, the averus that you had originally, turn into schuyas. Now it's a mulchama, it's talking emes a mulchama. A person has to realize when a person goes to mulchama, a chayal, a soldier goes to mulchama, he's in gansen mitnatek from all his sviva. He leaves his house, his bayis, his mishpacha, his regular tirdus. People have always tirdus. The small, basic tirdus of the yonyoim are totally gone, and he's kol kuloi merukaz in the tachsisi amulchama. Azoy daf mefirin zech amulchama tak. That's the kiseitzi amulchama. The parsha of Yifas Toyar, the Orachayim HaKadosh, it says, explains, Eishas Yifas Toyar, explains, he says, Be'emes, by the chet of Adam and Rishoyim, there were some neshamas, he explains that there were some neshamas that were b'shevi from the sitrach, from the anderezite, from the tzad hara. And those neshamas have to come back. So some of them come back as gerim, but some of them don't come back as gerim, some of them only come back durch this parasha from the Yifas Toyar. He says in the Mulchama, you're going to see Eishas Yifas Toyar, the pshan is your. It's even, he explains, it says, v'chashaktava, and the Gemara Chazal Darsh, and the Gemara Kedushin, v'chashakta apilu enoi noe. So Emes it's a modazah. It says she's a yifas toyar, and the next word it says v'chashakta afilu einoi noy. So let him not say yifas toyar. Loi lichtag loi yifas toyar, v'loi v'chashakta. To nimarti even not. So he says yifas toyar is not going on the goof. It's v'chashakta afilu einoi noy to a yifas toyar. The Eibishter is mesoyev of the sivas that you should be v'chashakta to this neshama. This neshama that has to come back to Klal Yisroel. As always, Amaz b'dinyan, and that's the v'shavisa shevi, the shevi of the originally that the neshama went out. That this neshama should come back and become part of Klal Yisrael. Dibra Torah, Yor the Torah is like Daita Shel Adam on the Yifas Toyer, that is any of Alamid Bezeh, and therefore there's a parsha of Yifas Toyer. So there's a vort from Rabbi Cheskel Avramsky. Says, what was it the Pshat on Yifas Toyer? Yibal, it's not Shaya, so Torah was Matir. It's a reform. Shita, people won't come to shul and let them drive cars. It's the only way it will come, isn't it? What's far Shita is this? He says, Punkt Faket is a murder that Yisoy Beshtekta. This is the one place in the Torah that the Torah comes and says, you're the Torah, it's like Daik and Shalodom, Sheni Yochal Ambezen, and the Torah was Takamati. Well, Lamdecha, that this is the only place. Rezach Nishtein and other situations and other scenarios, no, over here, Mestom, the Torah would have let and would have allowed and would have done this, let's make a Rosh Hashanah. Nay, this is the one and only place. Here's the Rosh Hashanah. In all other places, Zom Zich Nisht Einredden. You have to say, yes, we can. We can yet on. The one place where you can't, Dosh State, by Yifas Toyer. Punkt Faket. That's the limit of Yifas Toyer. State Behemshech, the Parsha from Ben Soyer Umoyer. Rashi says, He's Nerag Hashem Soifoy. Yigi Toyer Lesoif Daitoy. Soif Shemachalim Amanoviv. He's going to spend all the money. Umavakish Limudoy. What does it mean, Limudoy? He's not learning. It's Mavakish Limudoy. He's going to be looking for what he's used to. He's used to eating fancy Zachen. And he's going to be Mavakish Limudoy Ve'eni Moitzi. So he's going to be Oymen on Parshas Drochem. He's going to be Melastim as Abrius. Omra Toyer Yomos Zakai Val Yomos Chai. Rashi's bringing the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin says that it dropped differently. Sofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shesoyg Zeh Oymed Ligmar Nichsei Oviv V'yashev Es Leg Prashas Drochim V'kampach Es Abriyas V'hoyrek Es Anafoshes V'soyfoy L'shakech Es Talmudoy Omra Torah Yom Ezakim. At the end of the whole list, he's already in the Prashas Drochim and he killed people and he's Mekampach Es Abriyas V'hoyrek Es Anafoshes. And then, the next step V'soyfoy L'shakech Es Talmudoy. Rashi said at the beginning of the thing he's going to be Mechalam Amen Oviv and Mevakesh Limudoy. Limudoy in Rashi means he's going to be looking for limudi, what he's used to. The food that he's used to, he's not going to have. He's going to have to steal and rob and murder. But in the Yerushalmi, it says it differently. He's going to be robbing, precious drochim, hergis and foshes, v'soifoy l'shak, has talmud. So the Pnei Moshe Kvetches, he says it means, v'soifoy l'shak, it's shemoy ala seder. It means, he's going to be v'shak, has talmud, he won't have his schayer, his steak, he won't have his... I'm going to talk about Andrew Pshata. State the Moira Nigzat, there's Ben Soir Moira, he's already Oyman on the Prashas Racham, the Kapach is a priest, Hurigas and a Prashas. He still has a chance. Ha'oir Shabo Machziro Lamutif. Aber if it's Soifoy, the Shakach is Talmud, that's Taka the Makab of Kapach, then he's over, then he's a Dundu. Calls man that if not the Soifoy, the Shakach is Talmud, he's on Teira, then learn it. He's already Melastim as a priest and everything. Aber if it's Ha'amor Shabo Torah Machziro Lamutif. That's the Oyster, the last, the Dutta Tachtoyna that he reaches is Vesoifoy, the Shakach is Talmud. The Klichemnes has a different shot. What it means, Vesoifu L'shakir is Talmud. Also, it means he's going to forget his learning. Why is that like an afterthought? He's already killing people. Even worse, he's going to forget his learning. So he says, by Soifu L'shakir is Talmud, he gives him a din of a Ben Noyach. So he calls man, that he's the Yisrael. Yisrael's not the Nerag, al Gezel. The violet's only Gezel. But we bow with Soifu L'shakir is Talmud, it's Hoifach him to a din of Ben Noyach. Ben Noyach is Nerag and Gezel. That's the Hadgosh of Soifu L'shakir is Talmud. The Doim L'zem is up shot. I think the Goyin says this. An Ir and Idachas is Nidin B'Sayif. Normally, Aravir Avoy the Zara is not B'Sayif, but the Ir and Idachas is Nidin B'Sayif. The Pshat is because they became a din of a Ben Noyach. Ben Noyach is already B'Sayif. V'chol Yisro Yishma V'Yiro V'yadar Mikabecha V'chol Yisro Yishma V'Yiro Zok the Beis Alevi in the Droshes. He says, well, Yala Aleva Adam, he says, people think that you want to know how Chaymer Aveir is, you see the Oynish. An Oynish Misa of Skila, Srefa, or Malkis, that's how you see the Chaymer of an Aveir. He says, it's not true. He says, Be'emes the Oynish that becomes a person for the Avlo of doing one Aveir, the Merida, the Bari Oylam, that a person was Mamrid Pi Hashem. It's Ein L'Shayr, Ve'ein L'Tayr, the Erech of the Aveir, that's in Shemayim, the Oynish in Shemayim. The whole Musig of Misois B'dei Shemayim, Malkus v'chadoyme is leman yishmu v'yiro, and about the kifid aver, we want a starker leman yishmu v'yiro, and the purpose of the leman yishmu v'yiro is he should have a tikkun al yedei zeh that other people will be nizer and not do the avera. It's a little bit of a tikkun for the avel of the avera that he did. That's the oynish, the chesed gadol that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him, the oynish of Mises Bezdin, that al yedei zeh will be leman yishmu v'yiro, and other people won't do the avera, and a little bit will be mesukin. The Avla that he did. But it's not that Be'etzim, the Oynish Moves, is not going to say Pasuk of what he deserves for even a small Aveira, Merida, Be'er Yoylam. So under a cook of them, and the Laman Yishmu V'Yiro. We have in the earlier parasha, in between, you had the there's a kasha from the Chasam Sofer on the Taz. There's a Yidua, there's a Taz, says Yisoy. The Taz is an Oyer Chaim, Simon Tov Kuf Peches, Oyechid Nochamol in Yerodea, and Simon Kuf Yudzayim. The Taz says, on a Dover HaMefurish Batoira, you don't make Exeris Chazal. Chazal will never be going to something that's Mefurish Kenegad Aposik. So the Chasam Sofer asks, Rabbeinu Gershom, Ma'ara Goyler, Rabbeinu Gershom made a gzeira that a person shouldn't marry two noshim. First pasuk, Nechisiyena le'ish, shtei noshim. What's that mezogin? Who says it was mutter? The pasuk says beferish, Nechisiyena le'ish, shtei noshim, ha'achas ahuva, ha'achas snua. One of the instances, Chazal explained, snua bin isuwea, one of them was aser. The other one is beseder. It's before you're allowed to have two noshim. How could it make, so the Chassam Sofer wants to say maybe cherem is different. Chayrim is different than Stama of Zayrim. And so Ramayra, We mentioned already, Rashi brings Soifai Melastim as Sabrias Vahargon. So there's a Kasha from Rabbi Shmuel Diskin. Why does he deserve Skila? Urugamu Kalansha Iri Bavonim Vames. Sanakol, the worst is you're telling me that if Soifai Melastim as Sabrias Vahargon, so he's Chayv Saif. A Ritzeach, it's Misa, it's Herig. You tell me, Naniach, the chiddush that he's nidin al shem soifai, but even the al shem soifai is, he's going to be a reitzeach. A reitzeach is dinei beherek. Why does he deserve skila, which is even a more chamer to goinish? As I frek Rabbi Shulei. So he says one teretz. He says, "Be'emes this ben soir umayri yor the Torah l'soif daitoi that avadi is going to do all kind of averus. He's going to be machal Shabbos and al under averus, and avadi deserves skila also. So why does Rashi the Gemara Sanhedrin shukoi soif from the last time sabriyas? Chatz azoy avadi yor the Torah l'soif daitoi he's going to be machal Shabbos also. Aber on that we wouldn't kill him yet. There's no you don't have to be worried about it afterwards. We'll see. Daitoi tzara b'shaiti when he'll be machal Shabbos we'll kill." Why are we nidin Hashem soifoi l'tayelus of the tzibur? He's going to be the last time of Sabriyas. He's going to be killing people, and we want to prevent it. So l'tayelus the tzibur, we're already killing him early. Once we're killing him early, because of shaykh the last time of Sabriyas, and we want to protect the tzibur, we're going to give him the oinish of what the nistamel of the soif he's going to do. The worst oinish that he's going to do is going to avadim iskila also. Yesh lefalko, according to Rav Shimon, sreifa chamura. So you should give him sreifa. Sreifa is very rare. It's only by imoy maskoi. It's not common. Aber skila, he's talking getting into the Shabbos. The reason we're madgish the malastam is sabriz is because we're tehelus of the rabbi. A different nusach is up Rabbi Shulei, a different teretz. He says, so if you malastam is sabriz, he's going to kill a lot of people. He says, be'emes, if someone kills a lot of people, a mass murderer, he kills a lot of people, be'emes, he deserves more than herik. Be'emes, sekumtem taka, za'avli, he killed dozens of people, sekumtem skila. Now the Shabbos normally taka someone that kills a lot of people. The minute he killed the first person, he's chayav herig, and he's a bar katol, and someone that's a bar katol, you don't go further than that. He's already chayav mis. So the fact that he did the mass murderer is not going to be mishadreg him to go to skila. But over here, when you're being nidin al shem soifai, Saibi didn't do anything yet. Yecheshbening al shem soifai, was kumtem, was kum someone who's going to be soifim, will ask them as a brias for Oregon and killing a lot of people, taka kumtem skila. Taka kumtem skila. So that's the achidish. It says that the Ben Soir Meir is Einish Emeya B'Koil Ovir B'Koil Imoy. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin over there, Im Ein Imoy V'Oviv Shovim B'Koil Ein Inasa Ben Soir Meir. One of the Tanoim for a Ben Soir Meir is that his mother and father have to speak in the same koil, have to say the same voice. There's a pshat from Chaim Kanievsky. It doesn't mean some they have the same the sounds, the sound of the voice is the same voice. They have to speak the same voice. Meaning, it's Yisrael Chinuch. When parents are Machanuch the child, they can't send opposite messages, the father and the mother. It's not a kunt. If the father and mother gave opposite messages and the kid was getting mixed signals of chinuch, there's oktazoy, he's oktazoy, sinish can tell us complex events. It has to be that they were medaber b'koil echad. When it's not medaber b'koil echad, then the kid gets confused and he ends up, he says not listen to her, she's not listening to him, so he's he listens to both of them. That's nishtazoy is the tzura from chinuch. That's the yesoy b'state. It's impossible. We are to haromikir becha, v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. It's a verse from Rav Mendel Mivorki. He says, it's a Gemara Batsim that says, k'shoyt atzmach atchila v'acharkach k'shoyt acherim. A person before he gives musa, before he has to take care of himself first. He wants to tie this into the pasuk. Uvi are to haromikir becha. First, get rid of the ra that's inside of you. Afterwards, v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. You can maybe give musa and maybe convince other people to do the right thing. But the erzazak is taka. Take out the wrappers from yourself. The doimel is that they say in last week's parsha, it says, Shoytim v'shoytim titan l'cho. And then it can be b'chol sha'arecha. First, by zich alein. Leit behemshech, pasuk v'beiz v'chiyye v'ish chet mishpat mobis v'humos v'salisa oisei al eitz. Reb Moshe Kar Devorah, the Bala Toimer Devorah, was a contemporary of the Arizal, and when he was nifter, the Arizal said a hesped, and he said that Be'etzim, Reb Moshe Kar Devorah was nifter without chait b'chlal. The embassy wasn't chaitim. We know it says that there's no such thing as a person that meis b'loi chait. He says he was meis b'loi chait. So the hesped was, the Arizal said this pasuk. V'chiyye be'ish chait mishpat moves v'humas. You see, a person was nifter, and you don't understand why there was no chait. Vitalisa oisei al eitz. You have to be talking on the eitz adas that it was a gzeres moves from Adam Arishon. Vitalisa oisei al eitz that he was nifter. That mipaas the chet of eitz adas. Everyone has there's a gzeres misa that was given on the world. That's how he said a hesped on the Talmud. Leisiras chamoyra chicha ishayri noiflam baderech v'salamta mehem. Chazal darshan the Gemara b'metzia v'salamta mehem pe'omim she'atam es'alim. You're not supposed to be mes'alim, but pe'omim she'atam es'alim hem l'moshel zokim ve'en l'fi chvoyle. Koyin v'beis akvar zokim ve'en l'fi chvoyle. There's a ma'isi with Rabbi Kveger, a relative of his came once to the town, and Rabbi Kveger was metapel with him. He found him a place to stay, and Imamish came out, he was mavaz himself even, he wasn't with the kvoidi, and he was mamish metapel and all the tzrochim and the protim of the tzrochim of this guest who was a relative of his. So the person was making the machoas, the pasnish, and thus. So Rabbi Kveger said, Shteito v'salamta mehen, and Chazal darshan, avol pa'om sha'ata mesalim. Oh, but there's another pasuk. There's a pasuk mibsorcha altas alim. From Akorit, mibsorcha altas alim. Over there, loy matzona that Chazal darshan mibsorcha altas alim. Pa'omim shatam esalim zokin ben lichifoyd. You don't state this. On the din from mibsorcha altas alim, there's no hagbol. Over there, I'm takim chuyiv as mibsorcha altas alim. You have the Medrash over here in the Parsha. It's talking about the mitzvah Shiluch HaKein, that's the Medrash. The Medrash brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Oy rachayim pentifoles, no magliseh loy seida. And the Medrash wants to darshan the etzem very gedolim, as the Gemara in Moitkot and Aftes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lagila labriya yismao matan schorish al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Because the person, like, Abraham wants you to do all the mitzvahs. He wasn't the gala, right? Ayra chayim, penti folis, maybe you should measure. No, don't measure the schar of the mitzvah. No, ma'ali said, lo yisayid, you don't know. The Medrash says, Moshul ha-melech, shesachar poyelim le-pardesay. A melech hired workers for his paradise. V'legilu lehen schari shal ha-pardes. He didn't want to tell them what's the schar of the paradise. Because otherwise, shalai yanichu, they're all going to work on the most expensive tree. At the end of the day, he came, and he asked each worker, tachas eiza ilon asito, which tree did you work on? And the first one said, I work tachas zeh. So the owner of the paradise said, the melech says, zeh pilpil, this is a pilpil, schari zohav echad. And he gave him one golden coin. He called a different worker, he says, tachas eiz de ilan avarata? He said, tachas zeh? He said, zeh schari chetzi zohav, it's only a perich lovan, chetzi zohav. A different one, he says, zeh zayis schari masayim zuz. So they asked him afterwards, loy hayu l'chal, l'haydiyenu, you should have told us, we would have all worked under the pilpil, everyone get a zohav. And the Melech said, that's exactly the point. I didn't want everyone to work under the pilpul. Hey, choysa pardesi nasis. And this marshal said, copy the Mishnah from Yobis. The Mishnah says, Avi zor b'mitzvah kala ki b'chamura. She'iyat v'yedeyam at mitzchorn shal mitzvahs. But the pshat is because the Abraham wants the entire paradise to be nasa. He wants the entire paradise to be nasa. So he wants, Avi zor b'mitzvah kala ki b'chamura. Now the Medrash drinks ois. What's the mitzvah kala? What's the mitzvah chamura? The Medrash says, kibud av v'aim is the mitzvah chamura. Shiluach HaKein is the mitzvah kala, and on both of them the Torah was machadish arichas yomim, varach the yomim. To say you shouldn't be mafkin. Sayon kibud av, which is chamura shebechamuras, and sayon shiluach HaKein, which is kala shebekalas. B'tarvayu nemer the oisus schar. Well, I meant that we don't know the schar of mitzvahs. To some, kibud av is called chamura shebechamuras, shiluach HaKein. One pshat is because shiluach HaKein happens by itself. Ki yikorei. It's not something you machriach in that needs a lot of machshavah in the beginning. Kibud av, keseder needs, you have to keseder work on it and harv on it for the hechsher mitzvah of the kibud av. Voser darf, via darf does, how to do it, and keseder to be mizboin in it. Shiluach HaKein is the opposite. It's a pasir, it happens. Kiyukor, it happens by itself. That's why it's kal shem akal. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Micah, we spoke about this, Micah is a mitzvah essay shalavzman groma. Micah noshem are also chayiv. The Gemara says that mitzvah essay shalavzman groma noshem apot. But Micah is one of the dugmois that the Gemara gives is a mitzvah essay shalavzman groma. Frag the achroyim, the sharamelech, other achroyim. Micah should be a zman groma. It's not noig on Shabbos. You can't build a Micah on Shabbos. So Micah should be a mitzvah essay shalavzman groma. Is the achroyim say Yisoy? It's negay a kama v'kama in yonim. Lama the zogin behaydus and the achronim say it's called Arya de Ravi Ali. It's only mishmaik. Lama zogin der nosich. Hilchis maike doesn't say you shouldn't build it on Shabbos. Hilchis Shabbos says you're not allowed to build it on Shabbos. It's not the Gedorim of Hilchis Maikah. It's not Hilchis Maikah, the Maikah says build me on Shabbos also. Hilchis Shabbos is my name from building it. Or by the mitzvah of Maikah, the Gedorim of Mitzvah Maikah, hunters to them. That's why it's not called as Man Grom. There's another Teretz of Pilpul that maybe it's possible you could build a Maikah, or Yidei Nochri, or Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis. Even if there's no Shlichas Lenochri, then maybe Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis. This is Hishbonis. Or someone said, man, who says maybe it's possible to build a Maikah in an Oifen that it's not Chilu Shabbos? You know, the Darm, Lego, this place, I don't know, the work out, it's a Maikah on a Chilu Shabbos. Basically, Abba Kapon, that's the Yisoy, the Akron, says, it's Ari the Revealer, it's a Meniyat Stodis, that grab the Hilchus Shabbos doesn't allow you to build it. Over Hilchus Maikah is not Mugbal Tizman. Another Terence says that the mitzvah of Maikah is to have the Maikah, not to build it. That your God should have a Maikah. The Lashon of the Pasuk of the Maikah is Vosisot, Michael Egagecha, but you're talking that the mitzvah is to have the mic. That's Haka Bemis Ashayel, the Achroin and Claire. There's a mitzvah Asiyah by Micah. We know by certain mitzvahs there's a mitzvah of Asiyah, and there's a din of Tasta Beloy Min Osu. Tzitzis, Schach. There's a gather of Tasta Beloy Min Osu. Mezuzah also. There's a din of Tasta Beloy Min Osu. What's the din legabe Micah? What would be an example of Tasav Aleim and Osir? L'moshel, a Micah is only a chayiv in a bias, which is Dalar al Dalar Amis. Who would in Mezuzah? There's only a chayiv with Mezuzah on a bias that's Dalar al Dalar. Let's say you have a bias that's less than Dalar al Dalar. You put a Mezuzah, and then you carve out more, you make it bigger, you make it into a Dalar al Dalar. You're talking that it's not, you have to put the Mezuzah on again, because the Mezuzah was Tasav Aleim and Osir. Yesh lachir, d'achrein and klar d'shayla, what's by Micah? If I built the Micah on a gag of a bias that b'shaita when I put the Micah, it wasn't a dal al dalid, and then it's a chibitin to a dal al dalid. Is the din of the osisa Micah legagecha have a chesaron of tassav oim and osa? That's a shayla d'achrein. It's the parsha here of Moitzi Shemra, the Moira Deko Erechayim HaKadosh. Stating the Pasuk, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, Uboi Leo Sneo, he marries someone and he comes with Tainus afterwards, he makes even a Sheker, a Lilas Dvorim, and he's Moitzi Shemra, and he says, Le Matzasi Besulim, so the Avianaira take her to the Shara'ir, and they make a hold in Torah, if it comes out that it was true, that his story is true, so she's Chayiv Misa. And if it comes out that he was lying, so for Anshu I say, Mea Kesef, Ki hoitzi shem ra, vasulas yisrael, the whole shakam atari, the parashi from hoitzi shem. Zog to Eurechayim HaKadosh. Ki yikach ish isha is the Torah. That Klal Yisrael got married to the Torah. And then uboile usneya. The Yid married the Torah by Harsinai. And then usneya, he hates her. Why? He's some alilas dvarim, he comes with tainus. The Klal Yisrael comes with a tainus. And he has all the riches, he says, the Torah is not being lefarnes me. I see that the loyim de Torah, they have to declare Zacharum and the Mishnort and the Zucht Gel. And I see that after the people that aren't the loyim de Torah, they're the ones being matzliach. Or I'm trying to learn and I'm not having matzloch in my learning. Either or panos, I'm not having matzloch. And that's all the besom la'alilas dvarim. And he's being moitzi shemra. The ish is being moitzi shemra on the isha on the Torah. And he says even in the Ekrav level, I'm a tzotzi lo besulim. Besulim is the shtarkeit. I see, he says a Lashon, I see kol oiskel shel ha-toyr soviv yachan ulitfoik al dalsei acherim limtzoi teref. That the loyim ha-toyr are soviv al dalsei acherim limtzoi teref. And the non-loyim ha-toyr, they're the ones that have the teref. Zog the Eivish the name. The lokech avi anayr of the imo, the b'rimish loyim, Knesset Yisrael, is going to be toivea el b'rimish al-toyr. And they're going to say, no, Eile Vesulei Biti, as the Torah Yehot Alsen, and the Torah is stark, and Als can be defined in the Torah. And the Yisroi say, the Anshoi say, and a whole lot of Yisroi says that in the Vein, and Gagantza Shank of the Tariya, he wants to learn up into the Parashat Narmi Rasa. He talks very stark. But I think it's Moser Nefesh, Palim in the Torah. Beautiful sticker. There's a Kriyuk Siv, the entire time in this Parashat, it says, Nara without a hay. To say the Kama Pa'amim. It says Nara, it's a Kriyuk Siv, but the Ksiv is without a hay. It says Nara without a hay. Only one time it says with a hey, it says at the end when they find it that he was lying, there it says with a hey. Zok the goyim. The extra hey is symbolizing when a naira gets married, she now becomes the ish v'isha, they get married, the extra hey symbolizes that marriage. And the emes b'chlau, the hey is the tosefes of the isha on the baal. If the baal is a chacham, an ashir, or a chassid, so she's a chachoma, ashira, chassida, the hey is the tosefes that the isha has when she's meschaber with the baal. That's the hey hamachaber. Now in this parsha, there's a moitzi shemra, he's saying that they're not supposed to be together. So Kesedir is being moitzi shemra, and he's saying that this v'ekrav eleh, v'hanayr, everything is without a hey. Because he's goofa saying that we're not supposed to be mischaber. He's being somla aliyos var until the end of the parsha. Over there, va'anshu oisay me'akesed, and then he has to marry his mufalisil isha. Over there, it's nasna la avihanara with the hay, because now he has to take her back. Notice a shayla, because in the next parsha it says, let's say it was ba'oinis, v'lanara leisasa dover ein lanara chet mavis. It says, he talks about mefuta, it was be'ir, and then it was besada. V'lanara le'sasa dover, over there it says it without a hay. V'chayra v'lanara le'sasa dover, we're saying that paket, she was ba'oinis, it's eishas yisrael, not eishas koyin. So she's going to go back levi, over there to be with the hay. Like this word of the goyin. So the Teretz is moiridik, there's a targim yoinison over here, on this posik. V'lanara le'sasa dover, ein lanara chet mavis, oinis. Command aloyovid, right? She was an oinis. Targim yoinison says, v'lanara le'sasa dover, but you divorce her. As ish tein targim yoinison. So there's a big arichas nachroinim, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Shari Chaim and Ksubis, that talks about this barichas. He says that this case of Alanara de Sasa Dobra, it's talking about it was oinis for rotzen biyachad. So mitzad hilchis chiyiv misa, vibalta was an oinis, lamaisa shenat chayiv misa. Ova soif ko soif, she's also levaila, and you have to divorce her. And that's why it's bedictic rab, that even in this Alanara de Sasa Dobra, it says it without the hay, because the hay symbolizes that they're going to stay married, over here you have to divorce her. That's the pasuk in between. It talks about eishes ish. The pasuk says umesu gam shneihem. What's gam shneihem? Zok Rashi. Umesu gam shneihem. L'rabbis haboyim achayrehem. So pasuk shana Rashi is, it means biyish loikadar. Over there's a pshat, l'rabbis haboyim achayrehem, if she was mezana again. The Sif Sechama brings a pshat. The rabbis abo machreim. If she was mezana again, so then you're not chayiv misa. More the kechidish, because she's already a bar katola. She's already chayiv misa from the first nus. And I would have thought that maybe the second person that she's mezana with is not chayiv misa because he was mezana with a bar katola. Abdem datam and abazunda riba you may gam shneim that even the second time she's mezana the boil shame is also chayiv misa. I would think you put her as bar katola. As always look the Sif Sechama. But there's another pshat from Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says there's the Yisoy Kedushin. We saw this many times in Kedushin. Kedushin is like Hekdish. The Gemara says that based in Kedushin, Osr la'akubi alma kehekdish. The sugi on Zion, that if you makadish a chetzi isha, there's a whole sugi that it should be poshta Kedusha bakulu. Just like a korban, if you makadish a chetzi behema, it's poshta, the Kedusha. Kedushin is like Hekdish. By Bazoi, Zakar Yosef Engel, who would then, if someone is moyal and Hekdish, by Mi'ilo, when you're moyal and Hekdish, after you're moyal, it goes l'chulin. One would have thought that after an Eishes Ish is Mezane, after an Eishes Ish is Mezane, it becomes Ois. So I would have thought that the second time she's Mezane, the second person that Chayiv Misa, she was already Moil and Hekdesh the first time, it would become Ois. That's why you need a Bazunder, a Riboy, Umesu Gam Shneim, L'Rabbis Aboim Achareim. Not like the Sifsichom. The Sifsichom's pshat is it was Aboim Achareim because they're already Chayiv Misa. Since they're already Chayiv Misa, so you're not Chayiv anymore. Rabbi Yisrael Engel is saying in Ander Pshat, I would think, Al Smi'ilu Behekdesh. Else the Ne'ilah boy, maybe it should become Ois. That says there's a new Oifen, how an Eishes Ish is Mutter. Is Mutter, right? No, normally the Mishnah says in Kedushin, we know it's Eishes Ish Mutter, either the Get or the Mises Abal. There was a half minute here that there's another Oifen with Ne'ilah. That there's no Salain is the Matter. Because once you moil the Hekish, it's Yoitzel Lechon. Dosh Tein Pasak Nishtazay, Umeisu Gam Shnei. It's a Chiddush Tekep Shah from Rabbi Yosef Engel. There's another shayla, I saw the Achmer Ma'an, a very big chidushim. A person could be shoyal on hektish. When a person's makdish something, A person can be shoyel on the hekdesh, like a hataras nadarim, you can be shoyel on hekdesh. How you talking that after a kedushin you can be shoyel on a kedushin? Avad not the first mishnah. The kind is not from the get of a mitzvah sabal, not with sheela. But here we have two in the saga. Meila would be mafkiya kedushin, and sheela would be mafkiya kedushin. I saw in the sugyas we're learning now. We had the mitzvah by Yosef Mabishluchoi, also of Yosef Engel in the Gilgoyin Yashas that he brings. There's a tzad he brings from Yishayim even that when you makadish with a shliach, since it's not mamish the same as being makadish with yourself, when you meet the isha afterwards, you makadish nochamo, mitabrocha nochamo. And he said it's a telish. He's already aishas ish. He's already married. What's mainless? Nochamo al kedushin shayim kudeshes. So he says that I don't understand exactly what he's saying there, but he says something to do with he brings a dugma from a gemara that by hektish there's a musik. Even after you makadish something, there's a musik of being moisiv nochamo al kedushin. This is alzim der mareches. Of the kedushin is like a hektish. Of Rakhapon, what's the gay klapios is that there was this havmin, umesu gam shneim, there was a havmin that an ashes ish, that's mezane, is me'ilo and it's yotzel lechmun. Of them saying the posak, of other than ishtas. Ki Hashem alekecham is halich bekerav machanecha ala hatzilcha. In Sfarim state that this is Rosh Tevis Elul. La hatzilcha velosis oivecha lefanecha is Rosh Tevis Elul. Hoye machanech a kodesh, that's oichet al limut van el. There's a sacra mazam in el, that's oichet al remez in el. Another remez they say in el, I think this is last week's parasha, is by the ir miklot. V'halikim ina li yodoi v'samti, l'chol mokim. V'halikim ina li yodoi v'samti is an ir miklot. The person has to realize, el is an ir miklot. Doing tshuva is an ir miklot. Havana el, medaf oismuts in a el. That isn't the oismuts in a el attack. Sugis over here. You have it there. You have the Gans Masech Yevomis over here. Also, there's a pshat. It says by Yibum v'lo Yimoch Hashmoy Yisrael. There's a meister once with the Tzokot Shav Rebbe. Someone was talking about one of the Oichra Yisrael, Emeser Rosha. But he said on him, he said Yimach Shmoy. So the Tzokot Shav said he's a mummer attack. Over the din is Emeser the Gans Sugis Yevomis. Over the din is that even a mummer. Even a mummer, if he dies, an ashes mummer falls to Yibum. There's a whole shayla in the shayla of the Maisa. An ashes mummer is also not for Yibum. You have to do Yibum b'chalitza. So you have a mummer that would die, and the din would be, if he would die without kids, the din would be, you would have to do Yibum, and the reason would be, so it should be v'lo yimoch ha-shmoy v'yisrael. Is that the mensch was du zog shtafem yimach shmoy. In Torah state, that if he would have died without kids, there would be a din Yibum, and both given the din, Yochim Hashem Achiv Ameis V'lo Yimach Hashmoy Yisrael. As I stay in Torah, do zok shtafem Yimach Shemoy in Torah state of em. That says be'em is a shtar and rishon that maybe if a mummer is anish, this common it's sibus why it's ganze populim. What's the din of Eishes mummer? The shver is itzal is marif very much in the miluyim and the Ritvin Yivam is about Eishes mummer. It's one of the greatest sugyas din. However, the ma'isa pashtus like the way it comes out from the sugya, there's yibum by an eishes mummer. Is that emstek below yimach shemay? Do zok shtafem yimach shemay? And that listen, thus far oichy yisrael is given there. No matter what, any mummer, any oichy yisrael, it's not fully yibum. There's no afkod that you only give a chalitza no matter what it is. Midach yisa this state. I saw ma'isa in the night of Yehuda. We saw someone came to the night of Yehuda. A grace, Rosha, Nishkin Tzadik, and he told him, he came with Kantin, he came Taka to Chepper, and he said, Kvar Avarti Al Kol Averish of a Torah. I was ready Zoicha to be Mamish, Makayim, all the Averish of a Torah. I was Zoicha Shabbos, both the bills, I was ready Makayim. There's one thing I didn't do yet, and I'm asking the Rav and Eitz, he came to Night of Yehuda, he did it after Chepper. There's an Averish to be Ma'abed At Viladas, to commit suicide, and I want to do it also, I want to be Makayim, but I want to stay alive. Does the Rav have an eighth of me? Allah bears that we're getan. So the Rav of Yudah told him, I'm vadai and borer that you're not going to do it. Because if you're going to do it, you're going to be makayim of a big mitzvah over v'yarta rami kirbecha. And you're not choshed on me that you want to be makayim such a great mitzvah. So I have no sveikas begin them. I'm vada, you're not going to want to do such a great mitzvah. It's nishkan speed rev. You have an aftoira, the emes, you have to know it's not the chinam that the seder advarim in the magal of the shana, that you have the yemei aperonius of the shloish of the peronusa, then you have the nechama, then you have tshuva, and then you have takasimcha, vizma kumsu to sukkas. There's a reason for it. That's what I'm reading, and that there's a whole seder advarim over here. Of mahaltando mitarechod in elul, mahaltando in midden the shiva, the nechemta still. My gedenks are given tishuva, of nishlank. They're still in Golos. There's a pasuk over here. Berega katan azavtich uverachem gadol makavtich. Mamash atchliyah dekazach. We're over 1900 years in Golos, a bitter Golos, shvera Golos, terrible sevel. Some years were better, some years were worse. But there were tkufas that were mamish shoyin ayra tachbata. 60 years ago, and all the tkuva, shrekel chazachin given, and the master from the ruchnis from Klai, so I'll give a cook was tutsach no. Mitzarecho, davada, gevalda, chizik, mitzacheni, shrekel was tutsach. And the pasuk says, berega kotoin, azavtich, that's a rega kotoin. 1950 years is rega kotoin. The chomish can teretz, kein honish can teretz. Aber ein zach kemen zogin, if that's the rega kotoin azavtich, the Hemshech HaPosek is V'rachem and G'doylem HaKapsech in L'tarv and L'shire. If this Golus, the bitter Golus, was a reg of cotton, Be'ezer Hashem Zomazoyches and Shen Yet, Haint, U'V'rachem and G'doylem HaKapsech, L'umas the reg of cotton, Zolzayn Taka V'rachem and G'doylem HaKapsech.